Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Vote and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
What up, Jay Foreman, DP, my man Harrison on the ones and twos while Austin is in KC getting ready for the game. We're old school, brought to you by the Mercado. Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th Yankee Hill, 85th and Andre Matt, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. We're talking all things being successful and learning how to win and what it takes to win, especially in this weird dynamic of college football with the transfer portal, NIL, and essentially, I think, I truly believe college football now is professional football and NFL football is entertainment. Now, whether, you know, you want to get into conspiracy theories of the NFL, whether it's scripted or not, I'm just telling you, it's entertainment. Things are done for entertainment, both in the positive or negative, outside of a player doing something completely wrong. It's entertainment. It's selling. It's big business. It's big dollars. And that's the same way with college. But I think college is pros, or the old school version of pros, like kind of like when I played just free agency, you're getting paid. Sometimes you see younger guys come in and maybe they're one of the highest, if not the highest paid at their position versus guys that have played. Mm-hmm. And that's no different than the NFL until they came with that hard salary, rookie salary cap. They haven't done that in the college football. So it is professional football. And it's the hard thing. People, you know, I think winners, and what it takes to win, I think it, everybody has an opinion, but if you know, when you do it and you believe it and you live it and you love it, then it you know the difference. And you know, I think, you know, sometimes now these kids are so business savvy coming up or just being on the team, you know, they can really, since Halloween we're in October, you know, they really can dress up and really look like they're a football player. They can make you think that they really love football because you're not seeing their actions and you're not seeing what they really are willing to do or sacrifice on a daily basis. And, you know, we have from PJ Fleck, when they beat us one time, he said that was a culture win. People talk about buy-in and stuff like that, which is all true. Mm-hmm. But then you have to really sit back and understand what the roles are and how those words come to reality. And make it not just temporary, permanent. You practice to make it permanent. Everybody's looking for perfection. Perfection is one time. Hit a hole in one, that's one swing. Permanent is Tiger Woods, up until obviously, you know, really breaking down. Permanent, Jack Nicklaus. Permanent. You know exactly when you see Jack Nicklaus get over the ball right now, even now to this day, he gonna hit that soft cut. Right? That's permanent. It's ingrained in him. So really the simple way to look at it, a head coach's job or the biggest head coach's job when you come in, and it's different depending on where you go, right? Sometimes you just got to get people to walk and chew gum and just get out of their own way, right? But generally the head coach has to come in and create, establish, communicate, a clear vision. Just very simple. Now, you can dive into all that stuff, right? But your culture and what your team, the culture is by the players. It's by the players. It's every single team. If you want an example, whereas here's the culture. You think about Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes told Kareem Hunt, dog, you are out of line. Kareem Hunt said, only way I can make it right and apologize is to change my actions. That's the culture, because you're not handling your business. When you see players get into each other, it's because of the culture. The culture where you will make sacrifices or sometimes be forced to make sacrifices is set forth by the team. Whether it was Christian Peter calling and said, listen, this is not a coach's decision. This is our decision. You're down on O Street, getting in trouble. You got to come see me. It's no different than a few years ago when Alabama and they were playing, I want to say Clemson, somebody missed the curfew. They said, don't even worry about Nick Saban. This guy, you send him home. He's not even, we already moved his stuff out of the hotel room. The culture is set forth by the players. And it's broke down like this. It's very simple because you want to look at numbers. All right. It's the 20% thing. You got potentially 20% of your team that always wants to do just enough to get by or recruit other guys to not do what they need to do because they're too busy being cool. We call those guys steak and sweatsuit guys. Steak, sweatsuits, seat. You want a seat on the bus, seat on the plane. Then you got 20% of your team that's going to those are the guys you're going to win with. Those are the guys that you know that's going to implement your culture, your vision, so forth and so on. Then that leaves you with 60%. So now it's a battle of the 20%, right? Majority of that 60% will go here. But just say if the whole 60% goes there, now you're really close to championship level. So now you need all that 60% plus that 20%, and then you got to re-recruit and make sure or eliminate that other 20%. That's why when Coach Sam used to talk about the 85% rule, it wasn't just how you graded out. It was how you live. It's the sacrifice that you're willing to give because every team had pretenders. We were in the 90s. I know people don't want to hear about the 90s. I'm not talking about the 90s. But when we won championship, we had guys on the team that were pretenders. We had guys on the team that really were kicking it, right? Every team has them. You just don't know it. But the guys that have done it know it. You have guys on every team, but you have to keep it at such a small number. It's almost like you have, if you have 100 guys, you want 98 going one way that the other two just like, you know what? I'm cool. This isn't for me. Here's another example. Since we're not allowed to talk about the 90s, me and DP were there at Big Ten Media Day. It was me, DP, and the crew. I think his last name was Dixon. He was a safety from Wisconsin. I know he was number 14. He came in and he explained that they tell recruits. Now, this is a present player telling a recruit, if you're not willing to work and do what we need to do, don't come here. To this day, you hear what Georgia says, tells their guys, if you're not about winning and if you're not about working hard, this isn't the place for you. That's the culture, because it doesn't matter who's there. It's just embedded in them. And a lot of times, you know, people get it mixed up and try to make this whole like big deal into it's not even about the 90s. The 90s, what we did in the 90s to win championships was the same, was just what they were kind of trying to do in the 80s, but we did it a little bit better. We had a little bit more buy-in. We had a little bit more selfless guys and not selfish. And that's just the honest to God truth, whether people want to hear it or not. You had a lot of guys that sacrificed individual accolades for the betterment of the team. And that's the way it goes.
Well, I think most at most levels, there's several problems in play. The business side of it.
Which is totally different. Right? We never had to deal with that.
Right. So away from business, away from the business side of it. Day one tryouts on the high school level. Everybody on a line, having to sprint from the wall to the line.
Yeah.
And then without any real reason or direction to it, I need to know how fast you can get from the wall to the baseline. Mm-hmm. I need to know how quickly you can get from the sideline to the huddle.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I need to know how quickly you can get from center field to the dugout.
Right.
And vice versa. Mm-hmm. Because that's the standard I'm now going to set.
Right.
it does several things. One, it shows me, one, if you're able to listen,
yeah,
take instruction, you show me what your maximum capability is.
Yeah.
And then I get to set the standard for what that is. That, listen, anytime I say on the line, I now know how long it takes to do that.
Yeah.
When I say, look, there's no question. We don't have, there are several conversations we don't have to have about transitioning and tempo and all those things, because this is the level, the speed that we're moving at. And we set that, Jay, day one.
Yeah. I mean, you set the vision.
Right? And then I said, and then I, drill one in football, you know what? Can you run? Can you run? Because football, basketball, baseball, they're all runners games.
Yeah.
They're all runner sports. So can you run?
Yeah.
And if you can't run, guess what? There's some things that
where you gotta get you to run.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're gonna run. Then football is a tackling game. It's a tackling game. So then we show you and say, listen, we're gonna tackle.
Yeah.
So we're gonna run, we're gonna tackle. Then it's a blocking game. It's a blocking game. And if I don't care if it's Harrison against Jay, Harrison against Ben, Harrison against DP.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Vote and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him rules for blocking. And those are the standards that never get changed. Because if we run, we block, we tackle. Jay Foreman, we're ahead of half the teams you're going to face from day two.
Yeah, that's the 80%.
Right?
The 80 versus 20, that's more like a basketball type of thing. But in football, right, where you have like 150 guys, you got to have your captains, your sub-captains, and your captains in waiting. The best leaders are guys that have been led and want to be led, because as they were getting led, they fell in love with leadership and how they were going to lead themselves.
Well, the result.
And then it's not the result, because the result is the ultimate payoff, but that's the wins and losses. Mm-hmm. But that's why when you're really truly a winner, you never talk about the wins and losses, because you know,
never have to.
You know that if we do the things that we need to do, it's humanly impossible generally to win every single game. Mm-hmm. If I came to college as a freshman to win every single game when I leave in 5 years, it doesn't happen. But you know that you'll win a high percentage of the games if you do the things you've done. Whether when you put in a system in place, that's the Mr. T starter kit. What you do with it inside that locker room and what guys are willing to do, that's either your personal choice or what you are demanded to do, not by a coach. Because if players are letting you get away with, then it's done. Because the players are together more times than not. They're together way more than the coaches. The players have to set the culture. Everybody else sets the vision. And yes, you can be the authority figure, but unless you, and it's like this. Okay, well, if you have a house and you say, okay, look, we want this and stuff done while we're out of town or whatever, and they do it when you're here, but then they have a raging party when you're gone. Well, the discipline and the want to and the buy-in of what you want to be done is out the door. You have to be able to set the culture in there. And if you don't know, you have to be willing to listen. A lot of guys that have played here in the past or in the recent or whatever, they hear you, but they ain't listening. The difference is if you listen, you won't look at it as negative. They're trying to help you be a better version of yourself. So when you get old and broke down like me, then you'll be like, you know what? The dude actually knew what he was talking about, and he didn't need nothing from me. Winning is the hardest thing right now because of what DP said, the business, the transfer portal, NIL. But somehow, some way, teams continue to do it.
Well, some teams are going to win for a variety of reasons. Like, some people have figured out how to win with the transfer portal. So there's a way.
Yeah.
But we tend to say through leadership and defining leadership, because there's different kinds of leadership. The best player has to be a leader. The best athlete has to be a leader. Has to be. The smartest player, highest IQ, highest football IQ, offensive defense, that guy has to be a leader, has to be a captain. Then the hardest worker. The hardest worker has to be, like we call it, the four fence posts. So the best athlete, the smartest, the hardest worker, and then there's the guy who loves it the most. There's a guy that loves football and loves the way Jay Foreman coaches so much that he's the perfect example. And if I need the team to move intellectually, my IQ guy leads the corner.
All right.
If I need for them to just be athletic and play the game fast, it's the best athlete. If it's the hardest worker, we know that we can work through most things. We may not be the tallest, the strongest, but we're going to do what we're told to do. And then the one who loves it is the one who completes the package. One, they're able to get in corners that we can't get into, right? That's the guy that in a locker room can get people to rally, because quite frankly, he loves it so much that everything he does shows that. Mm-hmm. Those are the captains. That's the leadership. Yeah. And to make sure that people want to go, well, the four best players are the captains. Nope.
No.
Nope.
No, I mean, you got, in a weird way, you got a team full of captains, and it might be a different ages, be or different parts of your team, because, you know, say like when, I guess, you know, God forbid, I'll talk about when I was in college, but just say like Harrison's on the team and we're in a freshman class. Well, then, but we're all redshirted. Well, there's a captain of that, and leaders of that freshman class, mm-hmm. because we're all going through the meat grinder together, and we're not playing in the games. If we're all in on a defense unit, say like you're a D lineman, I'm a linebacker, DP is a DB, and one of us, and we're not giving the offense a good look. Well, one of us is going to have to step up and hold each other accountable and say, listen, dude, you can't be doing that. Or if one of us missing classes and all this other stuff, and now all the freshmen are running. That's happened before. Somebody's had to say, you know what, enough is, I don't want to run for no reason, or I don't want to be, you know, held accountable for no reason. You have a ton of captains, but the best teams that have players that want to be led, the leaders have to lead in different ways. You have to do certain things, and leadership is hard because a lot of times you have to have uneasy conversations with your peers because you want the best out of them. Yeah, you can hold each other accountable. And like, you know, it's funny because a lot of like, New Age, because they just want to sit around and wait for you to mess up if you're a so-called leader. Okay, that's fine. If that's what you want to work on, if that's what you want to wait for. But the reason why some people are in a leadership position is because they put in the work and made the sacrifice that you haven't been willing to make yet. And it takes a lot to do it, to win. That's why it's such a big deal to make sure that you have guys, and that's where the buy-in comes. Like, that's more or less a personal choice. Like, when you talk about touching lines and all that, and you know what? Some of the best players I've played with, when we were working hard, ask questions. Man, what do we need to do this for? But you know what? When the whistle blew or we had to get on the line, they butt was on the line. Or when we had to hit the line or run the gassers or make the time, they did it. There's nothing wrong with pushback.
Yeah, it's that line between the guy that asks, what are we doing? and then the guy that says, here's what we're doing.
Right. There's nothing like, wrong. There's nothing wrong with pushback. There's nothing wrong with pushback. As long as the stuff is getting done. Because after a while, when they start to see the benefits of what you were doing, the pushback becomes less. The problem is when somebody just, when they go through the action of quitting, when they go through the action of not giving them their all, if they don't do that, and then that is sometimes more infectious. Now, granted, just like any other business, when you look at Bama or whatever teams that have been successful, it is from top down, but what I'm just talking about purely in that locker room. When you're in that locker room, you spend a ton of time together, whether it's in the study hall or doing all this type of stuff. So those are the dudes that are going to control it. Like, you can't keep running. Like, you can't run to a coach because so-and-so didn't show up on time. What if the coach is on, like on vacation? Like, if Harrison don't show up, Harrison's got to come see me before you get upstairs. And you want it to be like, coach, I got it handled. And that's how you are able to win in this day and age. Now, you talk about the portal real quick. The portal works best, I always say, when you're shopping a la carte. We're sitting in there. It doesn't matter who's the head coach, GM, or whatever. You're like, man, we need a slot corner, right? You go in there. You got the list, and you know it's up to the people that are scouting in there. Have you know that, like DP says, has their you know their ability to get the conversations in the dark corners who might come up, and that's why you self scout. That's why you scout the potential guys that are you know that you might have recruited and not got. You got to kind of keep a little bit of a tab on them and kind of a little bit of their situation, especially if it came down and you're in the final, three or four and have a good relationship. Maybe another coach comes in and he has a relationship with Harrison, right? And then like now he comes. And so that's how you're able to, that's where you can be very, very effective. And that's where I think like where Nebraska's probably done a better job of this type of portal because they knew exactly what they wanted. And it's also what you have to make sure that you do. It's personality, right? Because you got to make sure, or not make sure, you want to be able to hopefully forecast whether they personality-wise can fit in and will get along with what you're trying to do.
Well, I mean, that's also leadership and talent because talented players assess who can play amongst themselves, right? Oh. Team-led players, I mean, listen, coach, He's not that dude. Like, right. I can lean against him. Coach, that's not working. Hey, coach, the leadership is sometimes in the classroom. Sometimes the leadership is in the nightclub.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we can go, but we need to get out of here at 9 o'clock.
We got to be, right? We don't got to stay to 2. We got to be going with 12. Right? And here's an example. This is a totally different other sport.
Yeah, be you quick. Know? We do got rules coming up
here. Okay, so. We got rules. I've talked to Mark Manny on his recruiting trips. He puts all the trust in the guys on his squad. Seems to work out pretty dang well.
Yep.
Harrison says we got to be up the Royals up pregame, right?
Yep.
Pregame. Yep, pregame correct. Royals. We're going to turn over to the stream real quick. Jay Foreman, DP Harrison. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Devin Whitmire. People from South Carolina, like myself, are proud of their state, but even we don't know every nook and cranny or every piece of culture or history. To explore places that are off the beaten path, you have to talk to the people there because their stories, their ideas make everything come together. From Discover South Carolina, it's the Palmetto Porch. To learn more, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Vote and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.